Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, Soundcheck looks back at the pop charts of yesteryear and asks,
that was a hit?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
Joining us for this week's edition of That Was a Hit is music writer and NPR music contributor Chris Melanfi. Chris, welcome back. Not your first time on this series.
Right.
But at your request or at your suggestion, we're turning the series on its head and calling it That Wasn't a Hit?
Right.
Why are we doing this?
When friends come over to my apartment and they look at my shelf of Billboard books that can list every hit they've ever had, the first thing they do is they pull a book off the shelf and they look up their favorite artist, and a good percentage of the time they go, wait a minute, how is this not a hit? You know, they'll flip to the page where the Pixies should be or the Smiths and say, the Smiths never had a Hot 100 hit? That's insane, you know? So I find that just as much of the time as people are marveling that these bizarre songs were hits, they're also marveling that these unbelievably catchy, wonderful songs that we consider gold now were not hits, often for bizarre reasons or inexplicable reasons. So I thought we should do the flip side of That Was a Hit.
Okay, so this wasn't a hit. What this are we talking about?
Well, we could have started with many different types of songs, but the one that I always bring up because it boggles my mind because it's such a catchy song is Tempted by Squeeze.
But that song was everywhere.
You'd think that. Tempted by Squeeze, it's from their fourth album, East Side Story, famously an album produced by Elvis Costello. Elvis Costello actually sings a line in the song. It's a piece of blue-eyed soul, so it was a bit of a change-up for the band. They were, you know, a post-punk slash new wave band.
Mm-hmm. From England.
From England, fronted by the, you know, new Lennon-McCartney of Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford. They wrote a string of very catchy songs. They'd yet to break the charts in America, and they did actually break the Hot 100 with this song, but it peaked at an incredibly modest number 49.
Wow, so it didn't hit the top 40.
It didn't make the top 40. And it's their first American hit of any kind, which is also mind-blowing when you consider how many unbelievably catchy songs they had. I often say to people, the reason MTV had to come along and create the second British Invasion was because there was just such a wave of great British, not just rock, but pop, catchy songs. And these songs were not hits here. And Tempted is a signal example of that. This should have been a massive hit.
I can't believe it wasn't. I guess that's kind of the point.
Right.
The song is Tempted from 1981 by the band Squeeze.
I'm at the car park, the airport, the baggage carousel.
The people keep on riding.
The song is Tempted by the band Squeeze, and it was not a hit in 1981. Chris Melanfi with us on Soundcheck and turning our series That Was a Hit upside down with a song that feels like a hit, sounds like a hit. I thought it was a hit. Why didn't it break the top 40?
It's anyone's guess. I mean, you know, you normally when a song like this isn't a hit in America, if you're an Anglophile pop fan like I am, you stick your nose up in the air and sniff. Well, at least the British have better taste than we do. It wasn't a hit in England either. It peaked at number 41 in England, which makes no sense. And by then, Squeeze had hits in England like Take Me, I'm Yours. You know,
the whole album Cool for Cats was just one catchy song.
One catchy song, Cool for Cats, was a hit. Up the Junction was a number two hit.
Yeah.
They'd had hits in England. For some reason, the British didn't cotton on to this either. I think it's because it was a change-up. This was the first and pretty much only album where the vocalist, the blue-eyed soul vocalist, Paul Carrack, sings lead. Paul Carrack is a strange character. He's basically sung on a slew of good pop records, and he rarely stays with a band very long. In the 70s, he had a huge hit here in America called How Long with the band Ace, and that mm-hmm. reached number 3 on our charts. Later, in the mid-80s, he joined Mike Rutherford of the band Genesis in a band called Mike and the Mechanics. They had a top 10 hit with him singing lead called Silent Running. Later, they had a number 1 hit with him singing lead called The Living Years. So Paul Carrack has had hits. Bizarrely, this song, which I would argue is better than any of the ones I've just ticked off, is the least of them on the charts, either here or in England.
And produced by Elvis Costello, who That's we right. heard singing one of the lines in that verse.
The people keep on crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that line is Elvis.
And he wouldn't have a top 40 hit for another couple of years either.
That's correct. I mean, yet again, another artist, you know, a great British artist who needed to break in America. His first top 40 hit in America was Every Day I Write the Book in 1983, which finally broke him into the top 40. Not very high. I think it made the mid-30s.
Mm.
He didn't even get into the top 20, I believe, until Veronica in the late 80s. So it took Elvis a while to break, too.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name was Veronica.
So, if we're talking about Squeeze and Tempted and how that wasn't a hit,
right.
At what point does Squeeze actually get a genuine top 40 hit?
Here in America, they got it finally in 1987 with a song that is largely forgotten. It's a strange little ditty called Hourglass. It's not that strange, but it's strange that this is their breakthrough hit. It made our top 20, and it's pretty catchy. It's kind of a brain virus, if you will, where Difford and Tilbrook are singing these incredibly fast lines. This is an insult. I don't mean it to sound this ridiculous, but it's kind of like One Week by Bare Naked Ladies, 12 years before One Week. They're singing this chorus that goes, take it to the bridge, throw it overboard, see if it can swim, back up to the shore. And that was their breakthrough in America, pretty much toward the end of their fruitful period.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the great Squeeze songs, Black Coffee in Bed, Annie Get Your Gun, Pulling Muscles from a Shell, none of them were top 40 hits here.
Wow. Hourglass was, but as Chris Melanfi tells us, it was no Tempted. Chris, thank you for taking our series and wringing the juices out of it and turning it into something else.
My pleasure.
Chris Melanfi with us on Soundcheck.
No one's in the house, everyone is out, all the lights are on and the blinds are down.